Can you comment a little bit about your approach to brain mets, both in BRAF mutant and wild type disease?
I think that's been a huge change, like I'd say in 2017. Prior to 2017, I think most people, if you'd poll them, most melanoma specialists would lean towards surgery or gamma knife for a percentage of patients with brain mets. But now our practice has changed. I think for many patients, we just start them on just a systemic treatment, whether it's BRAF and MEK inhibitor or whether it's ipi/nivo. I don't use PD-1 single agent for patients with brain mets generally. I think the response rate, you know, Harriet Kluger had a very nice study in Lancet where she showed that there was, I think it's about 20% response, but to me, ipi/nivo, that's a good case for using ipi/nivo. And generally, we reserve gamma knife for the lesions that are not responding or not shrinking or residual tumors, or in some cases, surgery for tumors that bleed, which can happen. You know, you can have general shrinkage, but you could have bleeding tumors. Or in some cases, if you use a BRAF MEK, and you have similar like discrepant response, or sometimes when you have a nadir, I'll just zap the ones that are left behind at the nadir because I think that BRAF inhibitor, my thinking still is that most patients will recur on a BRAF inhibitor who have brain mets. You might have bought them time, but you're probably not getting a long-term response in a patient with brain mets specifically.
Interesting. And globally, do the responses in the brain kind of mirror what you see systemically? In other words, you see more responses with BRAF therapy?
I think this ASCO, there were a couple of back-to-back presentations, and it actually seems like the response rates are pretty comparable. I didn't see that there was a greater, it's, you know, about 40 to 50% for BRAF MEK, and I think it's about 50% with ipi/nivo. So I think in the brain, there doesn't seem to be a discrepant response by brain-specific measurement criteria. So the response for BRAF inhibitors, BRAF MEK inhibitors, is a little bit lower in the brain than it is systemically. And at least in that one, the Hussein Tawbi presentation, it seemed like the responses were pretty similar. And so I think all things being equal, I guess I somewhat prefer starting with ipi/nivo.